Welcome to Unfiltered and Unstoppable with Rob Rumsberg, Real Strategies for Real Advisors, a podcast that dives into what it takes to scale a thriving financial practice. Each week, we'll discuss actionable strategies, tools, and insights to keep you ahead in today's financial landscape. From innovative products and powerful marketing tactics, you'll get unfiltered truth and unstoppable strategies. Let's get started by building your unstoppable financial practice today.
All right. Welcome back to Unfiltered and Unstoppable. I am your host, Rob Rumsberg. And after 20 years, over 20 years of being in the business, I can tell you this. I have attended and planned and been a part of over thousands of seminars, and I've seen what works. I have seen what unfortunately has failed, and today I will be sharing the blueprint, and the blueprint of to make sure that your next seminar is going to be the best possible seminar that you've ever had, or maybe your first one. You're going to learn everything from the ground up here today. So this episode's really for the financial advisor who wants to grow, who wants to build credibility, who wants to walk out of that seminar with real appointments booked. And so here's the roadmap. We are going to start, first of all, with the biggest mistakes that I've seen advisors make. Some of them are unbelievable, but I need to share them today to make sure you don't make that same mistake. And then we will move into the actual blueprint, meaning time management, delegation, marketing and lead generation, seminar execution, the evaluation sheet process. Listen very closely to that section. Appointment setting and follow-up. Once again, listen very closely to that section. And then finally, the advisor mindset and the coaching. So seven separate sections overall. And but this is going to be one clear blueprint. So let's go ahead and get started. Like I said, we're going to start with the biggest mistakes that I've seen advisors make over the years. And that this is going to be before I actually give you the blueprint for running the successful seminar. Because I want to show you and point out the fastest way you could fail. Because here's the thing. The advisors that I've seen fail, it's not because of the content. It's more because of the preparation. It's more because of the delivery, the execution. That's where the failure really comes into play. And so the biggest mistakes that I've seen, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Mistake number one, not recording yourself. With all of the technology that's out there today, it is so easy to be able to set up a camera, an iPhone, a Android, whatever it is, to record yourself. Especially if you've never actually done any sort of public speaking. If you go into a seminar for the first time and you've never seen yourself present or even heard yourself present, you are in fact flying blind. And that's not the way you want to go into it. Here's the thing. Video doesn't lie. You're going to immediately see and hear filler words. I find myself saying a lot, especially on these podcasts. You're going to see distracting body language. You're going to see, why do I do this with my hand? Why am I always doing this? You're going to see some scenarios where maybe you should have had high energy, and for whatever reason, you found yourself having low energy. And you can see that, man, why did I do that there? You really should have punched that home. I missed an opportunity there. This is how you sharpen your delivery, right? Mistake number two, waiting until the night before to prepare. You will not believe how many times I've seen and heard advisors waiting until the very night before to prepare for the seminar. More than I'd like to admit, as a matter of fact. If you are, let's say, skimming slides at midnight, all of a sudden learning the script, without a doubt, you're going to sound rushed. You're going to sound scattered. You're going to sound unprepared. And more importantly, you're not going to be confident. People can read that. People can smell that. People can see that right out of the gate. My top advisors prepare for a seminar days in advance. They rehearse. They walk in calm, confident, and in control. They review notes that they've had from previous seminars. Before they go in, meaning at the end of the seminar, the first thing they do is they go to their car and they immediately take out the notes. They immediately take out their iPhone and they're recording. Man, Rob, don't forget after section one, make sure to make a bigger emphasis on the Social Security payment. Make sure to don't forget on that Roth IRA conversion to really put an emphasis on this point. You missed it on that one last time around. So making sure you're listening or reading your most previous notes from your most previous seminar to really hammer home all of the points that you feel like you missed out on the last time. Just like any professional athlete, they're watching game tape, right? They're not just watching game tape of the other teams. They're also watching, maybe even more importantly, game tape on themselves to make sure that they are hitting their free throws correctly, to make sure they are hitting that crossover when they wanted to make sure that they don't miss that cutter on that next drive. Same exact idea here. Same exact strategy here. Mistake number three, not practicing in front of family or friends. If you can't present in your own living room, let's face it, you're not going to be able to do it in a room full of strangers. I promise. Get out there in the living room in front of husband, wife, kids, cousins, friends, neighbors. Let's get everybody involved. And here's the thing. Unfortunately or fortunately, some of those folks might be the most brutally honest, and they might tell you, hey, in this section, man, I just didn't get it. Where were you going? It felt like you were just dragging on, and man, no offense, man, but that was boring. Or even worse, confusing. That feedback, 100% gold. Do it. Don't delay. Mistake number four, overloading your slides with text. So too many pictures, too many words. Problem is you're going to just overwhelm your audience. You're going to be all over the place. They're not going to know what's going on. So the solution there is you want to keep your visuals very simple. You're going to want to make sure it's just bullet points. Keep it down to some key phrases, because here's the thing. You want it to be all about you, and you don't want it to be about your slide deck, right? You want it to be you. You want you to be the focus all the way through this. Mistake number five, failing to clarify the call to action. I've seen advisors give a strong seminar only to have the audience leave not knowing the next step. So they might be confused on, am I booking a meeting now? Do I fill out a form? Do I grab a guide? I'm not really clear. I promise you, I've seen it. Here's the solution. Make sure to script your call to action. Make sure to say it verbally. Make sure to show it visually. I'll be going through this very much here at the end. Show it visually, and make it easy for them to respond. Mistake number six, ignoring time limits. Going over, you want to make sure you lose people. You don't get appointments. Go over your time. That will happen. Don't do that. If you want a Q&A, that's going to kill that. It's going to kill your networking. Once again, this is important for your practice sessions. You're going to want to make sure that you build in what we call flex points. And in those flex points, you're going to make sure that you shorten the content where you need to. And here's one more tip. Make sure you announce the agenda at the very beginning. That way people know what to expect, right? That's fair. That's professional. But not only that, that will actually prevent folks from becoming restless. That way they don't sneak out for phone calls or bathroom breaks, right? Mistake number 7, not testing your technology. I've seen mics die, projectors freeze, clickers stop working, and guess what? It always happens at the worst time. The solution is to arrive early, set it up early, test everything, your slides, the sound, the video, bring backups, bring extra batteries, even bring some printed slides. Mistake number 8, failing to make sure your team knows what's going on, meaning lack of communication. If your staff doesn't know their role, they could absolutely ruin the seminar, meaning they don't know when to sign in people, they don't know where the stickers are, they don't know where the pens are, your handouts get missed, your follow-ups slip through the cracks. The solution is to make sure that you hold a pre-seminar meeting, a briefing, if you will, with your team. Walk through everyone's responsibilities step by step. Make sure that they are telling you what their responsibilities are to make sure everyone's on the same page. If we're holding them at a restaurant, make sure that there aren't any mistakes happening there. I'm definitely not against restaurants. They're one of the most popular options out there. But they come with some additional opportunities for issues. Noise, servers interrupting, the meals showing up in the middle of your presentation. Maybe we haven't done a good job of communicating with the staff to let them know what time we're actually ending and they start cleaning up too soon. So make sure you have a private room. Make sure there's good acoustics in the room. Obviously, make sure the presentation is first and the dinner happens after, because you don't want people eating during your presentation. You're going to literally hear forks and knives clinging and clanging the whole way through. People will not be paying attention. They'll be cutting their steak as opposed to listening. You want to make sure the focus initially is about the education, not just the free meal. Mistake number 9, overlooking the sign-in logistics. This is huge. So if people are just walking in without checking in, you're going to lose some of the most valuable data that you could collect. Make sure that the sign-in is right at the entrance. Make sure that your staff is there ready to welcome guests. The smile, appreciative, thank you for coming, confirming the registration, collecting, making sure they are updating any of their contact information. Also, why are you here? What are you most interested to learn about? Write those notes down. Those are 15 of the biggest mistakes that can absolutely wreck a seminar. Avoid them, and you'll be ahead of a ton of advisors out there, I promise. So now that we got those landmines out of the way, let's get into the blueprint that actually drives the growth. We're going to talk about time management and delegation. So the first truth bomb I want to deliver here is growth happens, truly happens, when you stop trying to do everything yourself. I get it. You're talented. You're driven. You're capable. The problem is you're drowning. You're too overwhelmed. It's too much busy work. You're updating spreadsheets. You're booking the travel. You're designing flyers at 11 p.m. That's not how my multi-million dollar advisors are operating. That's not how they spend their time. Delegation is the game changer. Don't be afraid of it. Don't be intimidated by it. Our top advisors grow only because they are focusing on their clients, not the busy work. You need support, someone to own the paperwork, someone to own the scheduling, someone to be sure that they are the ones following up with the prospects and the clients. And if you need marketing support, that's where we come in, where Gradient comes in. Let us handle it. Let us fill your rooms. Let us fill your campaigns. Let us give you back your calendar. Your job, your primary responsibility is just to be in front of your prospects and clients. Period. Have confidence in that. I worked with an advisor who used to stay in the office until 9 o'clock every single night. he was messing around with all the seminar invites himself. He was doing all the FedEx stuff himself, all the paperwork. My man was just exhausted. Overwhelmed would be an understatement. Until he actually finally listened, finally let me step in. And actually, truth be told, it was because one of my other advisors told him to stop and to let us handle it. He didn't stop there. Not just the marketing, but even let me and our team, our tactical coaching team, set up interviews and hire an admin for him. Right then, immediately, everything changed. His evenings opened back up. He was actually eating dinner with his family again. But here's the cool thing. Within 6 months, his production doubled. That is the power of letting go. Delegation creates freedom, 100%. And freedom fuels growth. Now let's talk marketing. You can have the best seminar in the world, but if no one's in the seat, who cares? Doesn't matter. And here's the proof. One of our advisors, currently sitting at 16.2 million year to date, the fuel behind it was we put in a mix of seminars, creative client events, and consistent branding. And the reason why I bring this up is because last year, she did zero seminars. And for years, she was maxed out at 5 million. That was her ceiling. However, this year, finally, after plugging in seminars and events and consistent outreach, she has clearly already shattered that ceiling. She has more than tripled her production. She might quadruple it by the end of the year. And that same $16 million producer also is running now quarterly client appreciation nights at a local brewery. So no steak dinners or anything like that, but just good beer, some light appetizers, and those clients bringing great friends of theirs. So the advisor is enjoying her night, enjoying her time with her clients. No presentation. The referrals just happen naturally. So wonderful. And here's the thing. Half her business this year came from those referrals. And that is, quite frankly, the power of clear, consistent, creative marketing. Now, here's the thing. Here's where I want to pause. If you've ever written a book, show it. Hand it out. Sign copies. Talking about at the seminar. If you're on the radio, play a clip at the seminar. Mention it proudly. Make sure everyone in that room knows exactly what station and what time you're on. If you've been quoted in a national publication or you've written an article for a national publication, don't downplay it. Feature it. Make sure those logos are on your slides. All that you need to say is something along the lines of, hey, I was fortunate enough to be quoted here because of the work that I do with the families in this community. Be proud of it. Have that humble confidence. Don't create the crime of having all the books created and have them hidden in your trunk. I've seen that. Don't do that. Have them posted up clearly at your seminar at the table in front of you. Here's the thing. Credibility ignored is credibility wasted. Here's the best part. We can help you with all of that. We can help you write the book. We can help you get on the radio. We can help you get into national publications. We can do all of that. But more importantly, if and when we do, be proud of it. Feature it. Scream it from the rooftops. Let us help you amplify it the right way. So let's talk about the execution of the seminar, because this is where good seminars become great seminars. And here's the truth. Execution isn't about perfection. It's about the flow, right? It's about making sure that the audience stays engaged. It's about making sure that they are following the journey. We want to make sure that every moment, every close, every slide has a purpose. So, what type of venues can we take a look at? Libraries, community centers, hotel conference rooms. Those are all solid options, just so long as they're professional, they're well lit, distraction-free. We already talked about restaurants. Absolutely, they work. We just talked about the pitfalls of restaurants. If you solve for those, meaning we have the private room, we make sure the meals are after the talk, definitely those can be incredibly successful. The real point of that is let's make sure we choose the venue that you believe is the most effective for your message. The flow of the event, we want to make sure that we start out with a strong welcome. We're announcing the agenda. We're setting the expectations. Because once again, when people know the timeline, they don't get restless. They don't sneak out. They more importantly, stay engaged. You want to keep food and drinks light during the presentation. Water, coffee, maybe a snack. Once again, if you're in a restaurant, you're still going to make sure it's only water and coffee during the presentation. The dinner comes after. Because the presentation should always be the main course, right? The delivery. So we're going to talk about goal setting at the very beginning, meaning you want to get people thinking about their goals if they're getting ready to retire or if they're already retired. We want to make sure that they set the target in their own mind because you want them to lean in, right? You want them to be a part of the presentation. Then teach with energy and clarity. Stand tall. Move with a purpose. Don't rock back and forth. Move around the room. Make sure you're connecting with everyone. Use stories. Use analogies. And above all, you want to just make sure you're keeping it all simple, right? And then finally, you're going to wrap it all up with a structured process that points to the next step. And that step really is going to lead us to that heartbeat of all of this, the execution of all of this, the evaluation sheet. This is the heartbeat of the seminar and the most important piece of the seminar, in my opinion. This is the most powerful tool that you're going to have. And here's the key. You're going to have a silent close, and that silent close is that evaluation form. That's the secret. It takes the pressure off you. And it's going to be able to help you deliver the highest conversion. So at the end of every single section, you're going to hold it up. You're going to walk around the room with it in your hand. You're going to point to the specific section. And you're going to make sure that they know this is section two. And section two is my concern is transferring my assets to my beneficiaries efficiently. You're going to make sure that the crowd knows that that's what we're talking about today or right now in this section. If that's your concern, check that box. Then shut up. Give them silence. Let them check the box. Sit there, wait until you see that everyone has at least taken a look at the sheet of paper for them to read it, for them to be able to decide whether or not that's the one that they have a concern with. These are what we call micro commitments, little yeses throughout the night. So hopefully by the end, they've said 5, 6, 7 times, yes, 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 yes. Here's the thing. I worked with an advisor at the very beginning. He used to rush the sheets because he didn't have the confidence for the silence, right? He'd say, don't worry, folks. We'll cover that at the end. You can fill it out at the end. Don't worry about it. And guess what? Less than half of the sheets came back blank. When he finally slowed down, when he would literally wait for the sounds of the pen scratching, his booked appointments increased by 40% immediately. So the formula is teach, point to the sheet, pause. Let them respond. Repeat it again and again and again at the end of each section. Then at the end of the seminar, you're collecting the evaluation sheets. You're going to make sure that, yeah, you can answer some questions, but you're going to keep it high level because you don't want to dive into custom solutions in the room in front of everybody, right? We're setting the appointments, and that's where the real conversation happens, is in those appointments. So make sure that the evaluation sheet's not an afterthought. It's really the heartbeat to all of this. So now we have the follow-up. This is where we either keep the momentum or we lose it. Process is simple. Step one, make sure that your admin, office manager, they're making the booking calls the very next morning, not the afternoon, not 3 days later, not next week, the very next morning. Make sure that the office manager is very, very familiar with the evaluation form. The reason why is because you want them to reconfirm the concerns that the prospects have checked on the form and affirm those concerns. And I'll walk through just kind of a little generic script here in a moment. And more importantly, reinforce this is why you are going to have this meeting with the advisor. That's the very next step. It's the natural step to this whole process. So here's an example script of how it would go. Hey, Jim, this is Rob from Luke's office. Thank you again for joining us last night. We really appreciate you being there. I'm taking a look at your evaluation form here, and I noticed that you checked that Social Security maximization is an important concern of yours. That's great, because here's the thing is that's exactly what Luke and our firm, we specialize in. And when you come in for your personalized strategy session, we're going to go extremely deep into that to make sure you have a clear understanding of how that works. So the purpose of the meeting is simple. We're going to take everything that you learned at the high level in that seminar, and we're going to apply it to you and your unique situation just to make sure that we can maximize your benefits. And more importantly, to make sure you're not leaving any money on the table to Uncle Sam, right? So would mornings or afternoons work better for you to sit down with Luke? That's what you want. You don't want the phone call to be, hey, Jim, looks like you're at our seminar. You marked tomorrow at 10. Does that still work for you? No, that's not what we're doing here. We want to confirm, reaffirm, make sure it's clear that we know why they're coming in. Get them excited about coming in. Just saying a date and time is not exciting to me. It sounds terrible. Sounds like I'm going to the doctor. Don't do that. After that, make sure that they, not you, they, your team, your firm, they're sending the email with the checklist confirming the details of the appointment. And then they're sending out a reminder the day before, text or phone call. That's it. Simple, low stress process that you aren't doing, your team is doing. We're going to make sure you have full calendars from there. You're not going to have any no-shows, I promise. We walked an advisor through this for the first time. She handed it to her assistant. Calls went out, checklist sent, reminders done. Her appointment rate was almost 100%, meaning those folks that set appointments, that's how many showed up. No chasing, no stress, just discipline. And finally, mindset. Your focus throughout the presentation is very simple. You are there to educate your community. You are there to put them first. When you do that, the success is going to follow 100%. But that's only with the right mindset. The thought process that I want to make sure that you lock in, educating your community is first. Confidence wins, marketing fuels it, but without all three, the growth stalls, right? So if you are lacking on the education first, you're going to sound like everyone else out there. You're going to be talking at them as opposed to connecting with them. And then the audience is not going to see you as a trusted guide. They're going to see you just as another salesperson. They're going to smell the salesperson. If you lack the confidence, you're going to backpedal, you're going to hesitate, you're going to take objections personally. If you lack marketing, you're going to ride that feast or famine cycle. I've seen it time and time again. You're going to be crazy busy 1 month, starving the next month. But when you bring all three of these together, educating your community, showing up with confidence, fueling it with consistent marketing, that's when you break through. That's when your seminars stop being events, and that's when they start becoming a system that is absolutely filling your calendar each and every single time. So an advisor, she swore that she'd never hit 3 million. She lived in too small of a town. She had too much competition. But then we fixed her systems. We took off all that freaking busy work. we fueled her marketing. She didn't just hit her goal. She blew past it in less than a year. And here's the great thing is she now knows it's possible because she's done it. So that mindset's not optional. It's the foundation of it. So that is the baseline foundation of the Seminar Success Blueprint. I have so much more to be able to share with you to help you avoid the mistakes. So be sure to delegate the busy work, market with credibility, execute with discipline, leverage that evaluation sheet, follow up with consistency, and carry the confidence that you can do that. And here's the thing. Thank you. Thank you for the hours that you put in when nobody's watching, for the Saturday calls with anxious clients, for the patience that you show when the markets are crazy and people need reassurance, for the clarity that you bring to families that might be making the biggest financial decision or have had the biggest loss of their life. Keep in mind, you don't just manage money. You give people peace of mind. You give them a plan. You give them a future that they can look to. So if anything today resonated, you'd like to have a deeper conversation where we can map out any of this for you, head out to our website, which is simply evolvewithgradient.com/ACE team. evolvewithgradient.com/ACE team. Be able to request any of these tools we talked about today. So the seminar assets, the evaluation sheets, the credibility builders, the marketing support, and you'll also be able to connect directly with our team. If you found any of it valuable, please like, share, subscribe so you get every new episode that drops from Unfiltered and Unstoppable. Once again, I am Rob Romsberg. Thanks for listening. Stay focused, stay disciplined, and as always, keep pushing forward. We'll see you next time.